Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
And welcome to another segment of Abundant Retirement with me, Tony Roberts. And as always, we thank our listeners and those that are viewing us through our many outlets for being here today. It's always a pleasure to be able to have some conversation. And as I've said many, many times before, I hope there's things that are said today that resonate, that are meaningful, that you can take and apply to you and your life, your family's life, in ways that will hopefully make it bigger and better. As always, my compadre up in the great tundra.
The frozen tundra.
Everything's frozen right now, man. But yeah. Mr. Tony Shore is with us as always. And Tony, thank you for being the host with the mostest, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, we are cold up here. I'm up in Minnesota in the Gradient recording studios up here. And wow, have we had a cold weekend. 16 below was our low yesterday on Sunday. And so that was rough. That was rough that's actual temp too. Not feels like, not wind chill. Wind chill was in the negative 30. So when it gets to that point, you don't go outside. The news reports say, 5 minutes outside and you'll get frostbite or basically burn, cold burn. Your skin can't handle it. So you don't want to run out. My daughter went out to her car. She's home from visiting from college. It was on E. I mean, it was literally the fuel light warning thing was on when I got in it to move it. The needle was at E. It wasn't. And I'm like, it's below zero. You run out of gas, you could freeze to death. Yeah. I mean, depending on where you're at, you don't let it get that low, especially in the winter. Your car, it can freeze if there's enough water or any water in there at all. You can't let you got a quarter of a tank minimum in the winter here in Minnesota, minimum, right?
Tony, I'm sure she was on the way to the gas station to fill her car up. And, there was probably something that you needed that came up that she had to stop and see you. And it was your fault, the reason, that's the reason that she didn't have a chance to stop at the filling station.
She was on her way to see us to get a credit card to pay for gas. I'm out of money. I don't have any cash. Can you could you go fill it for me? And I go, yeah, your tires need air. And of course the wife doesn't help me. Yeah, Tony, you go fill her car with gas and put air in the tires. It's 14 below at this point, or 13. Oh, I'm going to go stand outside, fill it with gas and put air in the tires when it's 13 below. And they're inside laughing. And I'm Tony, like, what's going on?
Tony, what's a dad for? Come on.
That's right. I did it. I smiled and said, okay. And then grumbled and complained and swore the entire time I'm out there freezing, checking the air in the tires.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, here in Louisville, I think it was somewhere between 3 and 5 degrees yesterday. And
for Louisville, that's really cold.
And I think the wind chill was somewhere around maybe negative 10, negative 12. But yeah, we ditched church. We did everything. I told my wife on Saturday night we got in. I said, I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. I cooked a big pot of chili, made some blueberry chocolate chip muffins, man, and yum. We did not move. That was it, brother.
Yeah. We didn't go out. So we didn't go out Sunday. Although I did run out to do that. I did that with her car yesterday on the coldest day of the year. And there's a Canadian singer-songwriter, great guy, Bruce Coburn, who has a song called Coldest Night of the Year. If you're listening, you can look it up. And I was humming that song to myself as I'm out there. It's the coldest night of the year, and I'm out here. What am I doing? So there's that. But my Vikings won yesterday against the Cowboys. Hey, what about
them? Beat the Cowboys, knocked them out of the playoffs last night.
Love
and
that.
And you know what? I'm being cautiously optimistic here, but our boy JJ, the last two games has looked like a quarterback.
Yeah. The last two games, that team has looked great. And here's the thing. They have nothing to play for. Yeah. Right. Except their reputation and their integrity. And,
yeah.
And the two teams they've played are playing for their lives, especially Cowboys. We knocked them out of the playoffs. Yeah. They had everything to play for. So I think that's a good sign. If things are looking up, and hopefully we'll have a good off season, maybe shore up some weak points. Maybe next year's our year. Yep. Maybe JJ will work out. Who knows? Yeah.
I'm just watching some of the throws he's making now, and the authority he's got on his throws. He seems like the game's slowing down for him a little bit, which is very, very important. And that's
that part has of to it. Happen.
It's part of it. Understand. Yeah.
So we're talking about 2026. This is our last show of 2025.
Yep.
Tony. And we're talking about financial planning for the new year. Yes. And, you know, I think it's important for people to have a good balance and a good financial plan headed into the new year. What do you think? Where do you want to start on this?
You know, well, first of all, Tony, and not only to you and your family, but to our listeners out there and everything else like this, Merry Christmas. Happiest of New Year's. Yep. And we are so blessed to live in. I know some people out there may have a little indigestion, but we do probably we live in the greatest country on this planet. Hello, Tony Claus. Hello, Tony Claus.
Yeah.
So
my hat says Dr. Tony Shore. There you go, Santa hat. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we're so blessed to live in a beautiful, great country to where we can have disagreements and talk about them and not be refrained from them. But to everyone out there, we are so blessed to have great clients, great partners like the family at Gradient and you know, in the Schwabs of the world and all of our insurance carriers and things of that nature right there. So we have been very blessed this year, and I just want to wish everyone the best and the merriest of Christmases and everything else like that. With that being said, Tony, people are going to be around their families over the holidays. And next year will be my 41st year of doing this. And then I think we talked about that a little bit before. But Tony, what I have found the one common denominator that will cause families to split, part, not speak to each other any or ever again. And I'm talking about brothers, sisters, siblings, people that used to be tight as could be, got along, spoke, had each other's back and everything else. The one denominator that will cause people to split and split forever is money. And if I could just give anyone, any advice at all over monitoring and experiencing, seeing these issues through the years, I would tell the parents that are listening out there today that over the holidays, they may want to take their families aside and start having some conversation with them about, you know, financial planning, the money planning. You know, I always say, Tony, that our parents were probably the greatest generation. I do agree with that because of a lot of the things that they did. But one of the things that they did not do very well, they were very, very private when it came to their finances and their monies and their wealth and everything else like that. And they basically didn't want anyone to know what they had, including their kids. And in a lot of ways, they didn't set their estates up properly. They just basically left everything to the kids and said, here it is, go after it. And it became a free for all, a tug of war. And again, caused a lot of issues with loving families to have will be torn apart to a certain degree. So, again, I would encourage those moms and dads and grandparents out there that if you have wealth and you want to pass it on to your kids and grandkids, that you do it in an intelligent way, that you have a conversation with them and let them know what's getting ready to happen. Let them know, hey, look, if little Johnny's going to get the dad sports car, then, you know, let everybody know little Johnny's going to get the sports car. But, you know, one of the things my state attorney tells us is that, hey, look, if, you know, my wife's got, you know, we've upgraded her ring probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. Well, the last upgrade was pretty significant. But there's only one ring, Tony, and we got two daughters. So, you know, my state attorney just basically said, guys, I don't care who this ring goes to, but let, you know, whoever you decide to give it to, let them both know that's what's happening. And from a monetary standpoint, whoever doesn't get the ring, you know, make it up with her getting the rest of the jewelry or whatever the case may be, so that one child doesn't feel like they're being shafted because somebody else got treated better, bigger, or whatever the case may be. And if you let the people know about this, Tony, up front while you're still living, and let them know it's my decision and this is why we decided to do it this way, then there's not that turmoil down the road when, you know, those siblings are butting heads against each other saying, yeah, you just took, you know, mom and dad to the cleaners, or you did this or that and the other, whatever the case may be. So I would highly emphasize having those conversations. And then once you have the conversations, Tony, and I know I'm rambling here a little bit, but once you have the conversations, then you got to back it up. And when I say back it up, you got to make sure the wills, the power of attorney documents, the medical directives, having proper trust in place so that we can maybe bypass probate and do things after we're gone via the trust documents that need to be done. So, you know, I think, Tony, what many, many families need to do is start off by just clarifying your values, you know, writing down, communicating what truly matters. And you know, and whether there's family security, philanthropy, lifestyle goals, whatever the principles are out there, you know, have that conversation with your family and just say, guys, this is the way it's going to play out. And if y'all got any, you know, differences to air, then air them with me. Don't air them with your brother and sister down the road once everything is, you know, once we're gone and everything else like that. So, again, you know, clarify your values, prioritize what you're trying to accomplish. If it's keeping and maintaining harmony in the family, then again, the tighter you can have that money piece set up, the better. And I'm even talking about down to who gets the silverware and the goblets and whatever the case may be. And I know to us guys, that may not seem like something very significant, but I'm telling you what, man, to the ladies of the world, you know, what moms and grandmas have passed down is very, very sentimental. It means a lot. And maybe in a stuffed animal going to the wrong person causes turmoil. So
it can, again, yeah.
You just got to have this stuff down, Tony, and make sure you take a lot of this turmoil issue away.
Exactly. That happened when my grandfather passed. My dad has three other siblings. There's four. My grandpa and grandma had four kids on my dad's side. And my dad and his brother aren't speaking because both claim grandpa promised his truck to them. And it wasn't clearly written in the will who got the truck. My grandfather never talked to anybody about money or who got what directly, except for the land. The land was his farmland was very laid out. It was clear on who got what. It was basically equal, split four ways. But after that, it started to get a little complicated and hazy, and he never talked about money, what he didn't have or had. But one day my dad's brother just came and drove off and about 2 weeks after he passed, drove off in grandpa's truck. And my dad lost it, right? He's like, what's going on? They haven't spoken since.
Yeah.
Can't. And I've tried to reconcile between them. You know, I tried to be the good guy and get everybody on the same page. But that is, you know, that is interesting. Now, my mom on her side, she has two sisters or three girls. When her father passed away, everybody wanted his ring, he was a Mason. He had a Mason's ring. And I mentioned this on the show before, I'm sure, but it's a great story that illustrates they did communicate. Yeah. And of course they forced their parents, if you know those three women, they sat grandma and grandpa down and said, okay, we all want this. Who gets it and why? And who gets this and why? We're going to figure this all out. And they sat around a table and hashed it out. Everybody's fine with each other after.
Exactly
that.
Right.
But boy, that tight lip, that generation, my dad and his father, 100% English, you know, don't discuss emotions or show emotions. Don't definitely don't talk about finances with anyone.
No.
Right.
No.
So greatest generation, my grandfather and my dad, but really beyond that, it's tough because they don't communicate. My parents didn't talk to me about finances. They didn't teach me about finances. And I wish they had. I love my parents and they were great parents. But that is a failing in my family that I've seen.
Well, and Tony, it's not only in your family, it's across the board, man.
Yeah.
You know, I never forgot the one conversation I had with my mother when we were talking about long-term care. And, you know, she just looked at me and said, you know, Tony, she said, myself and your aunts took care of your grandmother when she was sick. And she said, I'm just assuming that you and your sister are going to take care of me. And I'm just like, Mom, we're talking about a different time and era now than when it was then. I said, you just want me to quit my job and come take care of you? Is that what I'm hearing you say? And I mean, it's just, again, it's not that I didn't want to. It's not that I don't love my mother. It's just a situation that, you know, I'm running three companies.
It's not realistic. It's not realistic. And back then it's like one spouse worked, the other spouse stayed at home. They could take care of aging loved ones or did. A lot of work and just not like your
grandfather, you know, we lived in a farming community.
Yeah.
My aunts and uncles and grandmother, and grandfather, we all lived within 5 miles of each other. Yeah. I mean, it was like, somebody could run over and take care of somebody very easily.
Yeah. Well, now everyone works. We're all spread out. That's not a realistic scenario. Unfortunately, it's just not reality in this country. Yeah.
It's not reality. So again, prioritizing those objectives, define what you want your legacy to look like. You know, how do you want it to go to your kids? You may want to take a segment of it, Tony, and maybe you want to do some philanthropy, or maybe you've got some charitable organizations that you want to support. Again, communicate with the kids and say, hey, look, you know, $250,000 is going off to this charity. And whether you like it or not, that's what's getting ready to happen. Mm-hmm. So again, it's just, you know, and I try to tell my people too, it's your money. It's you're in charge of it, but, you know, be very coherent about how you want to start having it siphon, you know, whether it be to family and others. And again, Tony, whenever I have families that start getting beyond three children, usually one or two of those kids are not very, they don't handle money very well.
Right. Yeah, so again, I have three children.
You might need to protect them. You might need to protect them from themselves.
I have three children, and you know what I say? Two out of three ain't bad. That's what I say. I'm not gonna call out the one, but I have three kids, and I say, you know what? Two out of three ain't bad. Two turned out great, right? And
I'm sure it's not the one that needed you to go fill her car up with gas yesterday morning either, so that's cool. You know, you're good. Good. Okay, moving on, Tony. Moving on. I don't want to get you in trouble, brother. You might want to engage a service financial professional to give you some direction on what needs to happen. You know, with our firm, you know, these are conversations and topics that we talk about on a daily basis. We are aligned with estate planning attorneys. And again, when I say estate planning attorneys, that means that's all they do. They're not bailing somebody out of jail on a Saturday morning or doing divorce court or real estate closings on Monday and Tuesday. They do estate planning work. And that's very important because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, your wills, your power of attorney documents, your medical directives, your simple trust, all of these things need to be put into place before, while you are coherent and while you're still living, these things need to be put into place and drafted and looked at. And, you know, Tony, we've talked about this several times, but I think my wife and I have just gone through our fifth or sixth draft and update of all of our financial planning stuff, you know, over the last, you know, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Because this stuff changes from year to year to year, and you just got to stay ahead of it. Next year, there are some pretty significant tax changes coming about. So these things could be something that would influence the amount of wealth that you're going to be able to pass along and how it needs to be looked at and different things like that. So again, if you don't already have one, you know, reach out for somebody that eats, sleeps, and dives into this stuff day in and day out to give you some help about that. I mentioned having a conversation with the family. And again, what better time to do it? We got the holidays coming up. And for the most part, people are happy. They're getting gifts. So, you know, why not pull them off to the side, you know, after everybody's had that ham and turkey and eggnog and say, all right, guys, we're going to take 30 minutes here to just have a conversation about, you know, how mom and I want things to look down the road when we're gone.
Yeah.
And if there's some objectives or if there's some objections or questions or clarifications that need to be made, hey, look, we're here. We understand proper English. Fire away. And we'll tell you whatever needs to be, you know, communicated to you, why we're doing things, how we're doing things, and what's getting ready to happen. So, again, very, very important to do that. Check the alignment each and every year or more if needed. But, again, things change from year to year. Tax codes change from year to year. Different things go on from year in year. Unfortunately, we live in a country that has a very high divorce rate.
Yeah.
So, again, if you've got children and this year they're married and everything is great and dandy and next Christmas, you know what? The son-in-law's gone and we getting the kids half and half. And Tony, life throws curveballs daily.
Yep.
So again,
marriage, just, you know, birth,
try to
death,
get this thing put together and put divorce. It together right. And I think it's very, very important.
It is. Well, a great show and a great reminder that you need to plan for the future and lay out that family planning, communicate, set goals, write things down, write your intentions down. Yeah. I think it's a great advice. But the main takeaway I'm getting is have a plan, work with a trusted professional, a financial professional, get a team. If you need an estate planning attorney to help you with those documents, I know you help your clients with that and work alongside these attorneys. So how can our listeners out there and viewers get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Well, Tony, there's several ways. Again, you can call us direct here at the office, 888-955-3665. Again, that's 888-955-3665. You can go to our website, arobertsassociates.com, and there's numerous ways there that you can reach out and touch us. info@abundantretirementplanning.com is an email that you can shoot to us, info@abundantretirementplanning.com, and or text. You can text directly to my desktop, 502-632-3339. And that's a text that'll come directly to me at my desktop and just say, hey, look, I heard the show and these are some things that my family need to have a conversation about. And we'll set up a time to get together, sit down and explore what's going on. Because again, Tony, the broader message that I think everyone should take away from this, and a lot of this it came from a Kiplinger article that I read earlier in the day, but a broader message is wealth alone doesn't equal success. It's about creating a financial life that supports well-being, harmony, health, and legacy. And you want that to be happening in a peaceful, you know, mode so that everybody gets along and they don't end up like your dad and your uncle, you know, fighting over a pickup truck.
Yeah. And, crazy.
It's just crazy, but yeah, it happens. It happens all the time, brother. And, seen it. I've seen it. We both experienced it personally and we've seen our clients that have experienced it. And it's sort of sad. It's sad to see people that worked all their lives build up an incredible amount of wealth and then see it destroy a family down the road. But it happens. So
it's
again,
no good.
Try to avoid it. Try to have a conversation about it. Try to make it some fun. And you can do like that one grandfather of mine, a client that I had, when he had a son that the grandfather looked at all of his grandchildren. He said, I'm going to give it. And he was gifting his annual exclusion, Max, Tony. So the grandfather said, here's two rules. Two rules if you want to get your money. You have to submit to a drug test and you can't be living with somebody unless you're married to him.
That's great.
So one of his grandsons said, Grandpa, you know, this submit to a drug test. You just don't want to take my word for it. And the grandfather said, no, son, I get where you're coming from and I understand. And if you're willing to not have me give you that check this year, because I'm know where it's coming from, but you don't want to do the drug test, then we can do it that way. Because it's my money until I give it to you. And the kid right. said, give me the cup. I'll go pee in the cup. Okay.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
So again, you know what? It's your money. You can set up the parameters. You can make it be and play out any way you want it to, and just try to be as fair as possible. But you know what? If you've only got one ring and you got two girls, man, somebody's got to figure out where it's going to go. You got one pickup truck. You got two sons. Somebody's got to figure out where it goes and try to keep some harmony.
Exactly.
Tony, as I said before, the merriest of Christmas to you, your family, all of our people that we work with, all of our listeners and everything out there. Make it a blessed Christmas. We appreciate every one of you for listening and tuning in. And we'll see you after the first of the year.
All right. Thanks, Tony. And listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.